Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Braamfontein, there's been a collision on the M1 South before the Smith Street exit. There is heavy traffic approaching the scene. And in Edenvale, a collision on the N3 South at the Gilulis interchange.
South Africans may experience lower fuel prices in the second half of the year. That's according to FNB senior economist Koketso Somano. That while the price of both grades of petrol is set to increase by 30 cents a litre at midnight, the price of diesel a bit lower in May.
Once the risk associated with the elections potentially subsides and we get a Fed rate cut, the rand is likely to recover from what we estimate to be a harshly undervalued position. This would not only support lower fuel inflation, but also broader cost pressures in the economy and inevitably lower interest rates.
And in Britain, former England cricketer Monty Panesar is to stand at the next UK general elections for the Fringe Workers' Party of Britain. The left-arm spinner Panesar, at 42, has played 50 tests for England, taking 167 wickets between 2006 and 2013. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now, let's take a look at the Business Minute. And kicking it off in America, here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
The cost of employment index in the U.S. has increased 1.2% versus a 1% expected. This will put further pressure on inflation and therefore the need to lower interest rates. The U.S. Fed will be meeting tomorrow night and the market participants will try to decipher any clues as to when rates will in fact be cut.
Then to Europe, where it's a mixed day on the market front.
The FTSE in London gaining 0.3%, the DAX in Germany and the CAC 40 in France both lost 0.6%.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 82, a euro 20 Rand 10, and a pound 23 Rand 54. Gold is trading at $2,296.84 per fine ounce, and oil at $87.89 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Fischer, back at 7.
Thanks, Marilene. I love the story about Monty Panesar. I suppose he can try and stump out other people for a change. Manchester United are willing to listen to offers for virtually all their first team squad this summer as Sir Jim Ratcliffe looks to turn the club back into challenges for major honours. Now, it's understood that even Marcus Rashford is on the list, with Paris Saint-Germain having previously expressed interest. Of the regular starters, youngsters Rasmus Højlund, Kobbie Mainoo and Alejandro Garnacho are thought to be exempt. Premier League clubs, meanwhile, have voted in favour of developing plans to introduce a spending cap. 16 clubs have approved proposals for the Premier League to complete the final economic and legal analysis needed to create a spending cap model. There are a couple of teams, and no surprise, it's the big ones, that have abstained from voting. Manchester City, United, Aston Villa oppose the possible introduction of a spending cap. Former Spain coach Vicente del Bosque, meanwhile, will lead the committee overseeing the country's scandal-hit football federation. The retired 73-year-old led La Roja to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa and the 2012 European Championship title, as well as taking Real Madrid to two Champions League triumphs. And last week, Spain's National Sports Council created a committee to oversee the federation and try to pull it out of crisis. And top seed Iga Swiatek fought back from a set down against Beatriz Haddad-Maia to book her place in the Madrid Open. She won 4-6, 6-love, 6-2. And she will be playing Ons Jabeau, who or Madison Keys. The two will play in a little while. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Thank you so much, Kola. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. This is the last one from you for this week, because Joe's back on Thursday, right?
I know. He doesn't have to come back, does he?
I'll tell him. I'll pass that on to him. But thank you so much. You have a great public holiday tomorrow.
You too, Roz.
Thank you.
Ciao.